Listening to wicked shit is all well and good, as long as you remember that the real world is waiting for you out there when the track is over.
People often forget there are people who survived, those who have died in war, crime, poverty, and genocide. Society's eyes closed, they don't think about the cold ride. So many are taken every day with a slow stride. For many in meeting death, there's no pride. The way it happened gives a family nothing to go by. It happened, it was tragic, and what's worse, nobody knows why. Even when they do, it don't help. Like they won't cry, frame pictures and go visit graves, just so the memory stays and does not fade. Hoping all the hatred and rage washes away. How could it happen? The one you love isn't with you today. So unnecessarily taken away. Nothing was accomplished at all. Everything is the same. Now with all this pain, you are expected to stay on this earth all alone and do nothing but suffer and pray. Put it this way, the DC sniper, Virginia Tech, Columbine, those were crimes for which the nation knew wept. But now that some years have been passing, tell me who's really checked on the families of the victims and how they dealt with the death of their children. What you think wicked shit is a game, little one? Let me explain. You should be afraid. I do wicked shit because I'm afraid. If I let it stay up in my brain, it'll explode one day in a vicious way. I'm a husband and father, I can't have it. But even so, morbid fantasies are a bad habit. I go crazy for horror movies and true crime drama, conspiracy theories ranging from Babylon to Obama. But this is entertainment, what I'm saying. I make tracks that expose my deepest fears and my hatreds and loves. I done said like a million times I ain't a killer yet, and I ain't looking for the respect that killers get. I'm just a rapper with a fucked up mind that occasionally just likes to write a fucked up rhyme. Just be careful with your future, cause I fucked up mine. Not irreversibly, but I'm having a fucked up time, believe me.
All you kids out there need to recognize that there is a difference between entertainment and reality. All this shit is fun to listen to, and it's fun to feel that anger and that hatred for a little while. But if you start releasing that onto the real world, you're not gonna be able to put it away again. And trust me when I tell you that you can't handle that.
You think being insane is fun? Mental illness is cool? You say it's schizophrenic to all the people at school? Well, actual schizophrenics see demons and dogs and cats, and to stop them, they think they gotta drown them in a swimming pool. You don't know the first about the horrors of reality. You romanticize graphic lies and fallacies. If you ever found yourself within an atrocity, actually you shit your fucking pants and just become a casualty. I do this wicked shit, but I don't do it casually. I respect the wicked cause I recognize the gravity. Every single murder has a victim. Every victim has a mother and father, a husband, a wife, even children. But to you, it was just a sick line or a story that was fucked up, insane, gratuitous and gory. For them it was a vile tragedy that just fucking ruined their life. The person that sat to the right in the car is gone, they'll never be back. How is it right that this is what we rap about and write, when most of us never had it as a part of our life? We just thought it was cool, but at the end of the night, I truly believe that karma puts you where you need to be. But it's a choice to throw your life away needlessly. I don't care if anybody is believing me or how you've been perceiving me. The only thing that I can be is me.
This song is dedicated to Melanie Wells, Emma Niederbach and her family, Tim McLean, and Michael Hamlin. Others might forget, but I won't. The underground is always watching, and the underground can wait forever.